WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Charter buses are returning to the Bryan School District for transporting students to out-of-town games and competition. A new contract was approved at this week's Bryan School Board workshop meeting. Board President Mark McCall brought up the combination of waiting for district buses to finish taking students home from school and taking longer trips due to new UIL districts.
If you do have a Friday night football game and we want to present Bryan ISD the best light that we can, and a lot of times the band coming in midway through the second quarter doesn't give the best overall image to those people there, but furthermore doesn't allow the students enough time and band to set up and really get ready to do their performance. And so it's kind of a disadvantage them having to wait until the bus lines are done, especially with these longer runs.
Board members were told there will be an additional cost of $17,000 for football trips. A College Station woman was released from the Brazos County Jail yesterday after posting bond from her arrest last Saturday on a charge of helping stage an armed robbery that took place in February.
17-year-old Kirsten Geddes accused of reaching out to the victim on Snapchat and agreeing to meet at the College Station Motel 6. Victim said two black men with their faces covered came into the motel room with handguns equipped with laser sights and pistol lights. In addition to losing unidentified property, the victim says one of the men struck him on the head multiple times. No other arrests have been reported. College Station police estimate 25 hours of time was taken to investigate a stalking report that didn't happen. That led to the arrest of 19-year-old Jennifer Youngblood of College Station for filing a false report last January. According to the arrest report, Youngblood apologized, adding she did it so she didn't have to explain to her friends about personal events in her life. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first major industry partnership at the Texas A&M Systems Relis campus will be with a longtime partner.
The best way to describe this is we're building one hell of a sandbox, and we're inviting all the kids in the neighborhood to bring their fanciest toys to come play in our sandbox. And the first in the sandbox is going to be 3M, and we're really excited to have them here.
Chancellor John Sharp announced 3M Company will be using what were runways at the former Bryan Air Base to operate self-driving vehicles under wet pavement conditions to test roadway signs, signals, and lane markings. The simulated rain range, which involves the Texas A&M Transportation Institute and the flagship campus, comes a year after 3M and the system entered a five-year agreement to develop roadway signage and pavement marking products for manned and unmanned vehicles. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 62 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Come on out and race with His Grace. The third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile will take place Saturday, May 19th. New this year is the Prayer Walk. Prayer intentions will be recorded in our prayer books and prayed along the walk on St. Thomas Aquinas Church grounds. Prayer Walk and 5K participants receive a super soft race t-shirt. Join us for fellowship, fun, and food. Proceeds support parish ministries at St. Thomas. Register online today at stabcs.org. That's the third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile. Saturday, May 19th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Earl Ritter Freeway in College Station. Come join in with fellowship, fun, and food.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather looks to hang around a while. We'll have a partly sunny day overall. Temperatures, it'll be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It also looks like it's going to be breezy. Clear tonight, mild 60 to 65. Sunshine, breezy, and warm for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. It'll be partly sunny Friday and breezy, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So it's one of those weird live radio days.
Yeah.
Are you having any audio problems? Any
Me?
Audition problems?
Not no? yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Zach's on the phone.
Hey, Zach.
On the phone, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Wow, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way from Missouri, huh? All
right. Missouri.
Yeah. I know you got to be careful how you pronounce that.
Where are you camped out, Zach?
I am in the salesperson's office back behind the front desk.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So have, yeah.
So it's like behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me see, because what's happened is we have this unit that we use, this special broadcast unit.
And, sure.
And it talks to the one here. Oh, my Adobe Audition finally opened after 7 minutes.
Oh, well.
Ta-da!
So off. Mm-hmm. So apparently, and, you know, we can't restart the radio station. You know, you can't, like,
no.
hit the big red button and do that. Well, I tell you what, why don't you do a sports tease? And we'll kind of act like it's a regular radio show.
Okay, that works for me. So, coming up in sports, we've got tonight in Texas Aggie softball is in action in Columbia, Missouri. Of course, that's where I am at. We'll be calling the game today on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. But the Avs are looking to pick up their first ever win at the SEC tournament. They've been in the conference for, what, how many years now? Five,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And have not picked up a win in this tournament. So this is a big one. So we'll cover that, as well as looking at the Houston Rockets. They clinched last night, setting up a Western Conference Finals matchup with the Golden State Warriors. All that and more coming up in sports.
Sure. And did you send me your sports cast?
I did, yeah. It's
did
in
you?
There.
Huh.
The whole thing.
That made it in there, huh?
Okay. It should.
I hope so. Well,
well, me too. Fingers crossed. I haven't gotten any complaints from anybody else on the other station
so
far this morning.
Yeah.
Good thing we had like a really good show yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
today is going to be, we're going to be dragging a body bag
today
through the desert.
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already being negative.
That's
telling.
It.
Always.
Okay. Well,
gotta set the bar low.
That's right. We have a story about vampire facials we'll do today.
Ooh, okay. I've gotten one of those.
What?
Yep. I can give you a firsthand experience.
Oh, okay, so we're going to do, we'll do that.
Was it your own blood or someone else's?
It was my own.
Wow, okay.
I don't think they do it with other people's.
Well, it's probably illegal if you did it with
right,
other people.
Right, and, correct.
Unless that's the way that you make a living.
People
I mean,
are going, what the heck are they talking
how many,
about?
How many college students do that, though? I mean, they give their blood, right? They
well,
do their
true,
platelets.
True,
so,
yeah.
All right, so we'll see. All right, we'll try to do that a little. I'm telling you, I'm over here. I'm typing like a fiend trying to get stuff going.
Oh,
but
yeah, okay.
That's all right. We can do
this
part.
This.
Yeah, so there.
Still sorry for us. That pity on us.
You have to wait.
Yeah. Have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Now everyone knows the delay.
Yeah.
No, it's close. It was close. It's like about a second off.
But I thought over
I
the
did it early.
Yeah,
I did it early.
I thought over the phone it would work just fine.
You did it early. Oh yeah,
yeah.
No. It
okay.
Was,
all right. Well, here we go. This will be fun today. Live radio.
Live radio, baby.
Brian Broadcasting reminds you that May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Join Project Unity at Rutter High School Auditorium Wednesday, May 16th at 6 p.m. for the premiere of an important film about teenage suicide, Holdin' On. Documentary creator Tamlin Hall and College Station native actor Steve Ellis will be on hand to answer your questions. Admission is free, but you must register online at ProjectUnityTickets.com. Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:15. Let's do some. I got to do that. It's almost like you got a newbie running the ship today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. It's Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Oh, I've had one of those too.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
Yeah. It was when I was in grad school, and which was the worst because it's like the 1 year I didn't spend in my hometown with my own dentist or, you know, doctors. So,
yeah,
or all
I had
that
to
stuff.
Go find some other dentist.
Yeah, and it was, but yeah, it was the actual procedure was fine, and it took me out of a lot of pain, but the prior was not fun.
Okay. National.
But mama wasn't there to take care of you.
No. Well, I still had the caller figure out how to what to do, yeah. But yeah.
National School Nurse Day.
Okay.
You got one of those.
There you go.
National Lost Sock Day. Remember when you used to have those?
Yeah.
See, if you just have.
Remember when I used to have a pair? Yeah.
Well, that's it. If you just have all socks that are one color, then you don't have to worry about
that.
Oh,
that's true.
Until you get down to one sock.
I like colored socks. Okay.
It's National Third Shift Workers Day, if you know anybody who does that. National Receptionist Day, which is kind of crucial because those are the people who...
They are the front line.
They meet the public.
Right.
They are the face of your company. Go ahead.
Y'all need to take something into the FDGs.
Oh, yeah, our front desk
right.
girls.
We need to make sure that Mr. Downs knows about that today.
Sure.
It's Butterscotch Brownie Day, if you want to do that.
Okay.
National Moscato Day, if you want to do that.
All right.
Okay, and birthdays?
Birthdays for today. Grace Dummer is turning 32, Meryl Streep's daughter.
Okay.
She plays FBI agent Dominique DiPiero. I think I'm pronouncing that.
Sure.
The robot.
Sure.
Even if you aren't, it's okay.
Yeah, she's also Penny the Amazing Lizard Girl in American Horror Story Freak Show. So there you go.
Yeah.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
No.
Audrina Partridge is turning 33.
Hey, the Hills.
For the Hills.
Yeah.
If you remember that show. So she's turning the big 3-3 today. Rosario Dawson is turning 39. Claire Temple on all the Netflix Marvel shows.
Uh-huh.
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. She's been in a ton of stuff. Rent, Men in Black 2, Sin City. Let's see. Ghost Prince Killa, one of Scott's favorites, turning 48. Luke Klansman.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Happy birthday to Ghostface. John Corbett is turning 57. He's Aiden on Sex and the City. Now, he was Chris, the disc jockey on Northern Exposure.
A long time ago.
Right. In My Big Fat Greek Wedding, he was in that one.
Okay.
Married to Bo Derek, I believe. Or at least they've had a long-term relationship.
Oh, okay. All right. Take your word
for it.
Well,
there you go.
That's it?
Sure. Billy...
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought that was it, too.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right.
Billy Joel is turning 69.
Oh.
And right. I hate that I can't play the music for you guys.
I know.
Because Billy Joel, obviously, a lot of great ones.
Not a good one, yeah.
Still Rock and Roll to Me,
yeah.
Piano Man, Don't We Don't Start the Fire, all kinds of good stuff. Candace Bergen is turning 42, or 72. Whoa.
72. Whoa. She'd like to be 42 again,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, she would be. She still looks good. Murphy Brown, legend.
Mm-hmm.
Been a lot of stuff. There you go. James L. Brooks is turning 78, one of the three men who developed The Simpsons. He also co-created the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Taxi, a pretty successful co-writer.
He's done well.
Or co-creator. And Albert Finney is turning 82, five-time Oscar nominee,
Jeez.
Has been in a ton of stuff. Aaron Brockovich, The Big Fish, he was in the latest, not the latest, but one of the most recent James Bond movies,
mm-hmm.
and he's been in a ton of stuff. So Albert Finney turning 82 today, and that's all I got for birthday.
Okay, that's fine. 6:19. Oh, actually, I'd love to stand around and talk, but I think we need to figure out what our problem is in Missouri first.
Okay.
So Anyhow, we'll do little humorous stories in a minute.
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's safe to say Trump derangement syndrome is now reaching new levels. Breitbart reporting a recent spike in support for President Trump has one polling company actually rejecting their own research. You can't make this up. A Reuters poll shows President Trump with 50% support from independents, 80% support from Republicans, 20% support from Democrats. Now, the pollsters inserted a disclaimer about their findings, writing, quote, every series of polls has an occasional outlier, and in our opinion, this is one. Yeah, of course, the poll that is favorable to President Trump is an outlier, you know, because the incredible economic numbers, strong foreign policy decisions and movement with North Korea and Iran, you know, of course, that would never increase the president's poll numbers. Unbelievable.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a mustache.
Oh, I see.
Mute is the latest in snoring technology from Australia that may be the solution to your 5'11" snoring problem, letting you finally get a good night's sleep. Snoring is not normal and happens when we breathe through our mouth instead of our nose. Mute is a comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports the airway, allowing snorers to breathe more easily through their nose and keep their mouth closed during sleep. Trials show that 75% of couples are able to enjoy a good night's sleep together when their partner uses Mute. Mute is effective, easy to use, and may just be your answer to a good night's sleep. Mute is available at Walgreens, GNC, and your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Brazos County Expo. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from six major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and everything must go. Financing is available and admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Brazos County Expo. Visit hottubblowout.com. That's hottubblowout.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance, your local independent insurance agency in College Station in Navasota. You know, insurance companies spend millions on commercials trying to convince you they care more about you or that their brand is somehow better. It's like somehow they're not as interested in making a profit as the next one. I'm here to tell you that I, for one, just don't buy it. Insurance companies serve a critical financial role in our lives, but I can assure you they won't sell much of anything unless they believe they can be profitable. So don't buy the hype. For most families and businesses, I believe their agent is the most important part of the process. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we can help you understand what you're buying and the options that are available. We represent a wide range of insurance companies, so we have the ability to do what's best for you. And if a problem arises, you have someone you can turn to for help. So give us a call today at 694-1555, visit us on the web at wegibson.com or at either of our locations in College Station or Navasota. As always, we appreciate your business.
723. So I wish it was. It's 623. News Talk 1620 WTW. Go back out to Missouri on the phone. So in other words, like the front desk clerk is just a few feet away from you listening to you do your radio show?
No, well, so there's like a little back room, I guess. It's kind of like a kitchen. At the break room,
yeah,
and then it's the front desk. But they had to let me in because they got this super secret code on this door to get back here. So I had to come in and, you know, waggling all my stuff and like, hey, can you let me in? So
That's cool. All right, so have we restarted our unit to see if that's going to work?
So I think I am now connected to you.
You do, huh?
Well, I think because I'm getting it in the headphones.
Are you?
Okay. So I'm going to put the phone down real quick.
Okay.
And we're going to see if we can't make this work.
Okay. There we go.
I would try one access two, perhaps.
Oh, really? Well, all right.
Potting that up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to access two then.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Say it again.
Can you hear me?
No, that was you on the phone.
Oh.
That works. Hang on.
Welcome to Radio 101.
Yeah, hang on. Say it again.
Say again.
Say again.
A little bit of an echo.
No, that's still we're still on the phone.
Oh, okay.
We're still on the phone.
Ooh.
Whoa, what? Wait a minute. I do have two audios.
Whoa.
We're going to turn the phone off. Okay, talk to me again, Zach.
Talk to me.
Oh, there.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Okay. Oh, my gosh. That sounds so much better.
I'm going to hang up the phone. All right. I'm going to hang up your phone. All right. There. Okay. So that's better.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ta-da. I think I am in mono, though. I'm getting myself playing back, but just on a little bit of a delay.
All right.
I sound annoying. There we go.
Is that better?
Well, yeah, that's always.
That's much better. Thank you so much.
Unpunch that. Okay. So there.
Yeah. Whew. We had fun with numbers this morning, whether it was one or two. It's the same thing.
We made it, y'all.
That's it. Yeah,
we made it.
So there.
That's what's important, guys.
Okay, so now is there a breakfast buffet at this place?
Not that I know of. It's a Marriott, though. It's like a town suites,
I
guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
like a continental breakfast?
I hope so. But I've got to get right off the air with you guys.
Y'all
and
are leaving.
I gotta jump on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're leaving here at 9, so I'm probably gonna have to shoot out a little bit early.
But see, at 7:30, we'll be talking to the. Well, look, we'll start rush at like 7:26, and then you got another 15 minutes or so. Oh no, you have to do a sports tease. So there, you could, because we'll be talking to the congressman this morning because it's Chit Chat Wednesday.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is Missouri? Are you an hour ahead?
No, they're the same, aren't they?
Oh, okay. No, we're on the same time.
I act like I should know what time it is in Missouri.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
okay.
I figured you would have just looked it up because y'all care about me.
Oh,
and
I was so worried.
Yep, exactly.
I guess not.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a lot flatter than I expected.
Missouri?
I was thinking it was, I mean, I've been to Missouri before.
Oh, he's saying
Branson.
Missouri.
I know, he keeps saying it.
Showing
off
like that.
I went to Branson and Springfield to go see the big Bass Pro Shop. And I just expected it was going to be a lot like that, you know, with rolling,
the whole state of Texas looks exactly the same, too.
Sure. Were you the youngest person in Branson when you were there?
Probably. Arguably, yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Let me see. Today, so we're not going to do the vampire facial now. However, I'm fascinated by the fact that you've done that.
Okay.
We will tell you, however, that most parents watch their kids accept degrees from the audience in a crowded auditorium, but Gigi Bolt got to sit right next to her daughter because they graduated together.
Oh, that's cool.
It's in college, not high school.
Yeah.
Right.
Bolt and Catherine had Catherine when she was 16, and so it's just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Both she and her
daughter.
It's
like Gilmore Girls, real life.
There you are. It's Florida International University. What? Bolt with a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
Her daughter gets her bachelor's. First surprise when they learned their ceremonies were going to be held on the exact same day at the exact same time.
That's neat.
Yeah.
They got to sit right next to each other. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Walked the stage together almost. Yeah.
That happens in East Texas at high school sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even there to defend myself.
Yeah. I can't even come next door to your studio and bother you during the break.
Speaking of high school graduation, cheering at a high school graduation could cost Greenville, South Carolina parents $1,030.
Oh, my.
Or not. Recent assembly, an administrator at Greenville High told students that family members could be fined $1,030 for yelling at seniors' upcoming graduation.
Are you serious? That's so stupid.
Did you see what happened at the University of Florida over the weekend?
Yes, I did. I did, yeah.
Yes.
Folks, if you haven't seen it, what happened was they had a shot from behind the podium where, of course, they're calling the students in to get their diplomas, and an individual who is a
professor, I think.
Yeah, Riley. I mean, he was part of the program because he was
full in robes.
In robes.
Yep.
These kids kind of celebrated, did a celebratory dance, two kids in a row, and he chose to grab them and
like
physically turn them around.
Them.
Right.
Yeah.
To go and get their. And I kind of understand what he wanted to do, but.
But he did not do it in a great way.
No, in a good way at all.
Yeah.
And I mean,
if you've been to an A&M graduation, you know how long those things take.
Sure.
Yeah, you're wanting to speed things up and keep it quick. But again, those kids have put in 4 years at least.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, generally, unless they're just super duper smart. But yeah, they put in 4 years at least. Let them have a little bit of a
moment. And it's one thing to say, hey, okay, let's move it along and maybe kind of, you know, even if you touch them, even if you just kind of guide them, okay. But I mean, he is grabbing them, yanking them, getting very, very physical with these students. which it just, it was not a good look.
And then on top
all.
Of everything else, their racial overtones.
Right, because both of the kids were African-American right. and the professor was white.
Yep.
And so then that's obviously become a huge deal all over the internet and social media and stuff. But, and, you know, yeah, I get it. You want to keep the process moving along, but, you know, they're just kind of putting their arms in the air, dancing a little bit. And he, I mean, he doesn't even give them a second
before he is just
yanking them across the
stage.
And
who knows, they may be the first in their family to have gotten a college degree. I mean, there are any number of reasons to celebrate.
Yeah, it didn't look like they were trying to cause trouble by any means.
Small celebratory dance, I kind of what that was.
And this is at the University of Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like big-time school.
It's not, you know. Not some little town. Anyway, so that's what they're looking at, is officials say Greenville police have the authority to cite or fine people in the audience who create a disturbance or a disruption. Mm. But a spokesman for the police department says, at least as it stands right now, a family will not be ticketed merely for cheering, whistling, or applauding. So,
and you know,
I got kicked out of my buddy's graduation for having an air horn.
Artificial noisemaker. Well, I think that's against the rules.
They didn't catch us the first time when our first buddy walked across stage, because we just kind of hit it and just all acted like we didn't know where it was coming from.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time he was on to us.
Okay, I completely understand that. I know we're running over time, but because if you're blowing your air horn when someone else's name gets announced and their family misses it and they've been sitting there for 3 hours all waiting for one name, that sucks.
Yeah, that's probably right. So you should have gotten kicked out for that sec.
I didn't know you were a juvenile delinquent. Gee,
Wow.
Troublemaker.
I was raising all kinds of cane up in East Texas.
All right. Okay, we're going to do weather now.
Let's do that.
It's going to be like it was yesterday. And actually, like I said, we kind of got a run of this stuff. It's going to be warm during the days and down to the middle 60s at night. The weather is brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. 89 with sunshine today, and like I say, about the same thing all the way through Monday of next week, and the lows each night will probably be around 67, something like that. Today got a little bit of a break. We got 62 degrees. News is coming up in about 2 minutes.
Jennifer Kishenko with your Money Now. China's Commerce Ministry says President Xi Jinping's top economic advisor will visit the U.S. at an appropriate time to continue trade discussions. China has accepted an invitation from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. It didn't provide specifics, but said the two sides are keeping close communications. A meeting with U.S. trade officials in Beijing last week ended without a significant breakthrough. The House has voted largely along party lines to kill an Obama-era regulation designed to curb racial discrimination in auto financing, using a newly expanded legislative tool that could allow lawmakers to roll back government rules in place for years. GOP lawmakers and the auto industry have long sought to roll back the measure, which they see as an example of government overreach and an attempt to regulate auto dealers. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $70.91 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher after stocks closed little changed yesterday. That's your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It is 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Rebert. A motorcyclist was hit while driving in College Station last night. Police report the motorcyclist, who was wearing a helmet, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way at the intersection of University and Forest, which is just west of the freeway. Police report the eastbound truck made a left turn into the path of the westbound motorcycle. The intersection was closed for about 45 minutes. 2 years after Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp announced the development of the Rellis campus, he introduces the first major industry partnership. 3M will be testing roadway signs, signals, and lane markings on the former Bryan Air Base runways with self-driving vehicles.
We're going to simulate a whole bunch of rain on the runways out there because the 3M striping, of course, runs automated vehicles on the side of the road. If you didn't have the 3M striping, you would be staying on the road.
Sharp says negotiations continue towards more agreements at Rellis.
And obviously, there's a lot of them. We can't talk about most of them, particularly those that deal with the Department of Defense or NASA or folks like that.
The new agreement with 3M comes a year after they and the system entered a five-year deal to develop pavement marking products and roadway signs for manned and unmanned vehicles. The Bryan School Board has approved bringing back charter buses for taking students to out-of-town games and competitions. At this week's workshop meeting, Board President Mark McCall talked about protecting bus routes, getting students to and from school.
There is a concern of pulling not only bus drivers out of rotation and buses, but a lot of times teachers come out as well to drive other buses as well during that time. So we want to make sure that we're maximizing teachers in the classroom as well we can.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says on longer trips, students will be able to stay in class longer.
By having an outside group ready to take off at, say, like 4:30, then the kids can stay in class the whole time until they dismissed at 4 and get on the bus and go and still get to their destination at, say, 5:36 for a 7 o'clock game, be set up, be ready to go, and not have been taken out of 6th, 7th period.
The additional cost for charter buses on football trips was an estimated $17,000. One of two recent drunk driving arrests by College Station police involved an officer who was leaving headquarters in response to a robbery in progress.
According to the arrest report, the officer wound up chasing a car on Texas going at least 70 to 80 miles an hour. After the pursuit ended at Brentwood and Cornell, 38-year-old Marcus Munoz of College Station gave two breath samples. Both were more than four times the legal limit, with an average of 0.34. Another recent drunk driving arrest by College Station police involved a driver with two prior DWI convictions. The officer responding to a citizen's report from the intersection of Raymond Stotzer and Welburn. According to the arrest report, the officer witnessed the vehicle swerving back and forth over all three lanes of University before the vehicle stopped. 52-year-old Andres Carrizales Marin of Bryan's out of jail after posting bond. Bryan police recently arrested a Madisonville man for drunk driving with three prior convictions. According to the arrest report, the driver of a minivan refused to stop following a crash. A witness followed the minivan until it stopped, and an officer arrived 4 minutes later. 34-year-old Brandon Moffitt, who's out of jail after posting bond, told the officer a friend had been driving the minivan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A huge name in the Southern Baptist world has come under fire.
More than 2,500 women who are members of Southern Baptist churches have signed a letter calling for Paige Patterson's ouster as president of the Southwestern Theological Seminary. That comes after a video surfaced of a speech 4 years ago in which he remarked on the looks of a teenage girl. And in this clip from 2000, he said abused women should pray and stay with their husbands.
Every evening I want you to get out and make your bed just as he goes to sleep. You just pray and ask God to intervene, not out loud, quietly, but I said, you just pray there. And I said, get ready because he may get a little more violent.
The trustees of the seminary are having a special meeting May 22nd to decide Patterson's future. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and reinstate sanctions has support from members of the local congressional delegation. Here's what they have to say. Bill Flores says Iran's rogue regime has failed to curb its nuclear ambitions, and a nuclear Iran poses a grave threat to America. Kevin Brady says this naive, dangerous deal threatens Israel and ensures Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, has a path to a nuclear arsenal. John Cornyn says any new agreement must prevent Iran from obtaining and employing weapons of mass destruction and be subject to congressional scrutiny. And then Ted Cruz says all options must be on the table to confront Iran and ensure that it never acquires nuclear weapons. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It is 63 degrees. Caller text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, 641, News Talk 1620, WTAW, checking some weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, we're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. It'll be breezy and warm. Temperatures anywhere from 85 to 90 later in the day. Overnight clear, it'll fall back to about 60 to 65. For tomorrow, more sunshine, breezy once again. Highs ranging from 85 to 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy, and 85 to 90 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie softball is in Columbia, Missouri. That's exactly where I'm at Town Suites, the Marriott. And we're hanging out here in one of the sales office, coming to you live. But yeah, coming up, we're going to be talking about Aggie softball. They're looking for their first ever win the SEC tournament. That's hard to believe, but hopefully they can get it done today against Mississippi State. We'll cover that, as well as the Houston Rockets are moving on to the Western Conference Finals for the second time in the last 4 years. All that and more coming up in sports.
Okay, so they've never won a game
at the tournament.
At the tournament.
No.
And you consider, no. I mean, they went to the World Series.
Right.
How does that work?
Right.
So, and Coach Evans, you know, I talked to her this week for Chip Show. She mentioned, she goes, you can finish in the middle of the pack in the SEC, not win a game at the tournament, and still fight for a national championship. Yeah. That is how tough this conference is.
Wow. So how was
so the, here's a funny.
Yeah.
Well, here's a funny piece of news. So Missouri is hosting this tournament,
oh,
right?
Oh my
and
gosh.
12 teams out of the 13 teams in the SEC, because Vanderbilt doesn't have a softball team.
Yeah.
And 13 of the team, or 12 of the teams of the 13 that have teams, make the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Mizzou did not make it.
The host
team.
Still,
I believe, they're still probably going to make the NCAA tournament, though, because their RPI is so high.
Right. But the host team.
They're the host team and don't even get to play in it.
Man.
Yeah. Now, what is interesting, and obviously they're not happy that they're not in it, but what is interesting is listening to the TV broadcast this weekend, LSU hosted the tournament last year, and I was watching the LSU softball game on TV, and they were talking about how the head coach, Beth Tarina, said how difficult it is to host a tournament of that caliber and play in it at the same time.
Oh, really?
And just
interesting.
Not obviously there's a lot of people who are making things happen, and you're supposed to just be worrying about your games,
right.
But the pressure of hosting and all of the operations that are going on. So although I'm sure Missouri would much rather be in the tournament, at least there's that pressure taken off.
Freeze them up a little bit. Yeah, freeze them up a little bit to be able to do that.
So.
All right, now the Mormon Church. Go ahead.
Well, even that might be the regional tournament. Well, they had the SEC tournament in Knoxville last year.
Oh, okay.
And Tennessee did awfully good at it. But, yeah LSU, I imagine, had to host a regional. And, that kind of brings along its own problems, too.
Very good. All right, the Mormon Church is reportedly ending its relationship with the Boy Scouts.
Oh.
The Deseret News says a joint statement was issued by the Scouts and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints last night, saying that the church has decided to restructure its programs for all Mormon children ages 8 to 18, and the new program will debut in January of 2020. The church's young men program reportedly no longer will focus on supporting boys to become Eagle Scouts, while the young women's program will no longer emphasize personal progress for girls with eight values, which would be faith, divine nature, individual worth, knowledge, choice, accountability, good works, integrity, and virtue, on their way to earning young womanhood medallions. So I don't know as much about that second part as I would the first, but that's kind of interesting. Yeah. And again, it's a joint statement, so they must have discussed it.
So it's going to be like the Mormon Venturers? Is that what they're going to be called? Where are they?
It's just their young men's program, and then they have the young women's program.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm not saying – so I'm guessing maybe they had discussions with the Boy Scouts before the Boy Scouts made their announcement public, because something as big as the Mormon Church isn't going to move that quickly. I mean, they probably were just, doing that. So anyhow, we may hear more. Big earthquake in Southern California yesterday.
Oh, I didn't hear about it.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
We're talking 4.5 magnitude.
Wow.
Happened at 4:50 in the morning, was about 85 miles east of Los Angeles, and could be felt all the way down to San Diego, as a matter of fact. So were several smaller aftershocks as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, and our volcano lava field now covers 104 acres.
Wow.
Of beautiful Leilani Estates.
Hot lava.
35 homes have been destroyed. Hey, we in Texas understand flood insurance, right?
Right. Do you think they have lava insurance?
No, they can't have most of these folks do not have insurance for that very reason. And so, the house pretty much goes away.
Ugh.
And the water subsides after the flood. I don't know, what lava becomes rock, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. How do you correct?
I don't know what's going to happen to those people.
Correct. Like it hardens, so, and it stays there. Can you build on top of that?
Right. The island just continues to get taller and taller.
Yeah.
Is that
after it cools, I guess you could, but that may be a while.
Right.
And again, cleaning it up is going to be a mess. All right. Then finally, from a political standpoint, folks in West Virginia breathing a sigh of relief today because that guy Don Blankenship, the one who was in prison a year ago, didn't get the nomination for the Senate race. So another guy did. So they're feeling a little bit better, at least when it comes to that. So that's our news on that. 6:47.
Join Save Our Streets Ministries for its second annual Sweets for the Soul Pastor Cook-Off, sponsored by Stylecraft Builders and KBTX Media, on May 10th at 7 p.m. For 25 years, SOS has invested in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.com. For more information, help us save our streets.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 12th, it's options for spring and summer brush control. Successful control depends on proper identification, product selection, and timing. We'll learn the strategies and techniques this week at Producers.
Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update from Columbia, Missouri on News Talk 1620 WT.
With evenings nearing their longest and with afternoons becoming outright sultry, our patios are more important now than at any other time of the year. It stands to reason that we would do all we could to get the most possible enjoyment out of our patio space. I have some means to that end. I'll be back with details of making the most of your patio right after this message. The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time that Mueller started making metal products. Now, more than 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and their products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and occasional snowstorms that blow through Texas. It'll continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to learn more and to find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head. If you want to get the most possible enjoyment out of your patio, increase its size. Some homes were built with outdoor living in mind. Many, however, have small, non-functional patios. Use pavers, flagstones, or concrete to expand the size of your patio surface. Be sure it drains well and aim for a smooth final grade. Remember that your patio will actually become a room of your house. Since it's outdoors, you'll want that room to be in scale with its surroundings. Aim for a large patio area. Screen it from unwanted eyes, plant shrubs, and erect fences strategically. While you don't want to do anything that would block the free flow of cooling southern breezes in the summer, you also don't want public streets and nosy neighbors gazing into your life. Nellie R. Stevens, Mary Nell, Oakland, and Yaupon Hollies are good screening plants. Texas Mountain Laurel is good if its branches are low enough and in the parts of Texas where it's well adapted. Ligustrums can also work. Let your nurseryman suggest the best choices for your specific situation. Plant the shrubs in natural sweeps and clusters rather than in straight rows that could wall off the beauty of your patio area. Provide shade at key times. If you use the patio in the morning, that shade should be toward the east. However, since most people spend their outdoor time in the evenings, it's more likely that your shade plant should be to the west. It could be one large tree 15 or 20 feet to the west of the patio, or it could be something shorter, such as a tree form crepe myrtle or maybe a teddy bear magnolia 8 or 10 feet away. Cool your patio however you can. The overhead shade will help more than anything else you can add. Include a rambling vine like an antique rose or Madame Galen trumpet creeper, and the shade will be almost complete. However, you may also want to install a misting system to cool your guests. They really can work. Install lighting to extend your patio's useful hours. Nothing will be more inviting than the look of soft night light. It'll be artificial moonlight. It will add charm to your garden, whether you're outside enjoying it or merely observing it from the adjacent parts of the house. And finally, bring meal preparation outdoors. If you enjoy preparing feasts for your family, have an outdoor kitchen. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about sprinkler tune-ups in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update from Columbia, Missouri on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. 13th-ranked Texas A&M softball is in Columbia, Missouri, gearing up to take part in the SEC tournament. After getting swept by Alabama to close out the regular season, first baseman Tori Vidalis hopes the Aggs can turn it around.
I don't think we really think about any year before. I mean, obviously it speaks to how good the conference really is just to go to the tournament and not have won a game yet. So for us to be able to go and know that we're playing opponents that we have already beaten and that we know pretty well, I think it's really good for us, and I think it's going to be good for our confidence to be able to go there and get a couple wins.
Tori and the ladies are looking to make a little history as they've never won a game at the SEC tournament. First up is Mississippi State, a team that the Aggies beat 2-1 back in April. First pitch is this morning at 11 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. The Texas A&M women's golf team has moved into position to advance following a strong performance in the second round of the NCAA Austin Regional. The Aggies shot a 2-under-268, moving into a four-way tie with Oklahoma, Baylor, and Virginia Tech for fourth place. Senior Maddie Zarek maintained her outright individual tournament lead, firing a 3-under-69 to sit at 7-under for the tourney. The third and final round is set for this morning at 8 o'clock at the University of Texas Golf Club. Former Aggie linebacker Quentin Corriott was one of six individuals inducted into the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame yesterday.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank the Cotton Bowl committee for this prestigious award. I'd also like to thank my entire coaching staff. Coach Slocum, I'm going to tell you thank you. You've always been very supportive. And I'd also like to thank my teammates, friends and family, and Aggie Nation as well. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the good Lord Almighty. And so I just want to always put him first. And thank you all, and God bless. God bless you all. Thank you.
Corriott was honored for his standout play in the 1992 Cotton Bowl against Florida State, where he made 15 tackles, including 10 solo stops, with three tackles behind the line of scrimmage. TMZ Sports reports that former Texas A&M quarterback and 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel checked into a Humble area hospital Monday night, citing a bad reaction to a prescription drug. Manziel later posted on Instagram that the reaction was a result of an increase in dosage in lithium, which he's taking to treat bipolar disorder. Manziel is attempting to return to professional football after he was cut by the Cleveland Browns in 2015 for off-the-field issues. The Houston Rockets are heading back to the Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul scored a career playoff-high 41 points and dished out 10 assists as Houston topped Utah 112-102, eliminating the Jazz in five games.
You know what I mean? We enjoy tonight, but get ready for whoever we play next. You know what I mean? This guy right here, a lot of people don't know, was under the weather today. You know what I mean? So to come out and get this win, up 11, they fought back, but we needed this so we could get some rest.
Paul talking about teammate James Harden, who scored 18 points. The Rockets advanced to take on the reigning champion Golden State Warriors. The Dubs took care of the New Orleans Pelicans last night, 113-104. Well, it looked as if the Texas Rangers might put together a late rally for the second straight night, but in the end it just wasn't enough as they fell to the Detroit Tigers yesterday 7-4. Texas will look to get back on track this afternoon when it hosts Detroit again at 105. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Out on the West Coast, Alex Bregman went deep, and the Houston Astros topped the Oakland A's 4-2. The two teams will meet up for the third and final game of their series today. First pitch is at 2:35. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor. From Columbia, Missouri, I'm Zach Taylor.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bug since 1947.
My name is Daniel Hernandez. I've been practicing law over 30 years in Brazos County and across the state, and am very familiar with the services of the district clerk's office. I invite all members of the community to vote for business leader Gabriel Garcia for the position of Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel's successful experience in managing highly trained employees and his integrity will ensure greater performance that will bring value-added outcomes to the county. Join me in voting for Gabriel Garcia, a conservative Republican.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniac. So Bath Township, that's in Michigan, police department decided they'd try to appeal to the younger crowd by putting a popo sticker on the side of their vehicle,
where
it would normally say police.
I saw this, yeah.
Okay, just trying to reach out to the people. Anyway, they thought that it would make a more relatable situation.
Hmm.
Posted a picture of it on their Facebook page. Public not too sure they like the new logo.
Yeah.
And yeah, they felt it was racist. What?
Racist?
Racist?
Others, of course it is.
Yeah, others said it was non-authoritative. I could get.
I understand.
But again, you know, here's the deal. Most people interact with a police officer when something bad has happened.
Right.
Anytime you could do something that's not so bad, that could be a good thing. You know, kind of a community reaction thing. Good stuff. All right, going to be 90 today. Actually, next 4 or 5 days it will. 62 right now. A Brian Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station.